live a Christian life and not to do like a lot of people have, say, do unto others before they do unto you. There's more, just probably getting away, there's more people that have the attitude, do unto the others before he can do unto you. Mm-hmm. Instead of do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. Mm-hmm. And it also, another thing about that, if you, you befriend, when you befriend someone or you help someone, that is a form of tithing. And money came much later than people. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, way they used to tithe, they would give grain and they did stuff like that. And mm-hmm. of course, before Christ's time, they used to sacrifice animals and stuff like that, and even people. And the thing about it is, after Christ's time, that was eliminated. That practice was eliminated, of course. But tithing, when you tithe to the church, there's one thing you do is that you can afford a preacher, that you can pay a minister like Oral Roberts or Rex mm-hmm. Lombard or some of those men, or Billy Graham, all this, and all your ministers. Mm-hmm. You've got to have money to run a church, mm-hmm. because a church is a business. It's a big business, and if you don't put money in a business, it soon collapses. Well, therefore, you have to tithe in order to support your church, mm-hmm. and God wants it that way. And there's no set way of giving money to. There's no set. And now, of course, they have a 10% amount, and then mm-hmm. and such as that. Well, that's good. That's true, and it probably would. I know that people try to do that, and I notice they get along very well. They don't have a lot, but they mm-hmm. have peace of mind, which is golden. Just to have earthly possessions is really just luxury and comfort for the human body. But if you don't have peace of mind, you don't have very much. You just do not have it, and you can't have peace of mind if you're gonna, you know, continuously ignore this. And another thing, where a lot of people give tithe, and they say, well, I don't want this, but I'll tithe this, because you should tithe off the top, mm-hmm. not off the bottom, not off what you don't want, mm-hmm. but what you got off the top, the cream off the milks, what you got supposed to give. And the thing, another thing is, that's why they have such a terrible time tithing. Well, and then the reason the churches want you to pledge a certain amount, that you should just bind yourself to give that much, but you should, in your mind, you should try to do it if you pledge, because pledging is only, that goes back to the big business, pledging is only that they can figure on what their budget is going to be mm-hmm. for the year, for that church. And as you see, if they start out with the West End Baptist Church, where I belong, they've had a deficit of about $83,000 was the lowest, and it's going up as high as $112,000 and $130,000 for a year. Well, in that thing, they had a building fund. They were paying off buildings and improving and paying the personnel that they have.